triple-digit high one of those days. No rain for the next several days through the Memorial Day holiday weekend and beyond. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Lottery legislation has stalled in the House of Representatives after supporters did not have enough votes to get the bill up for debate. This would be a state lottery played with paper tickets. 75% of proceeds would go to the general fund and 25% would go to the education budget. The city of Montgomery is seeing a tourism boost. City leaders say there is record growth in the city's hotel occupancy numbers. Room demand is up over 23,000 rooms sold from January to April. Much of this growth is credited to the Equal Justice Initiative. And the Central Alabama Community Foundation awarded $123,000 to local groups. Some of the groups receiving money include the Montgomery Area Food Bank, the Family Sunshine Center, and Child Protect. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Honey, what's that police car doing in our driveway? Hey!
Okay, hands on the wall. Spread them.
What's going on, Cheryl?
I turned you in.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah? How do you explain that new set of tires on your car?
You better confess, Doug.
Confess? I bought them at the Tire City Spring Sale. Got a super deal.
Come on. You got them at less than cost.
That's right. When you buy a set of 4 select BF Goodrich tires now through May 28th, you get a $50 or $70 reward card.
That's below cost.
Exactly. And with us hitting the road for the beach in our summer trips, we'll know the family. Safe. Plus, I feel pretty good about getting a $70 reward card and our new tires from Tire City below cost.
A likely story.
Whose side are you on?
Yours, dear. I'm turning you away from a life of crime.
Oh, brother.
Maybe we should check out his story at Tire City.
Okay, but keep the cuffs on him. I think he's a flight risk.
Don't miss the big Tire City Spring Sale. Visit Tire City, Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale and Southern Boulevard and Woodley in Capitol Plaza.
Tire City!
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Abortion rights activists made their voices heard. More than 400 rallies were held coast to coast in opposition to new restrictions on abortion.
Flash flooding the southern plains, the region still reeling from a string of intense storms.
A transgender woman was found shot to death in a Dallas neighborhood this weekend. Now Dallas police believe her murder may be linked to two other attacks on transgender women.
A former White House counsel skips a House hearing. Now another Trump aide has been called to testify.
It is the first time Russian aircraft have come near Alaska since January. 4 Russian bombers and 2 fighter planes intercepted by American warplanes.
A secret IRS memo contradicts the Secretary of the Treasury on whether or not the president has to hand over his tax returns.
James Holzhauer has done it again.
Now a 24-day total of $1,867,142. Wow.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, Here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. Excuse me, on a Wednesday. 272-9228. First-time callers, nice to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on this weekly Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. The favorite things that you have. They've got the seedless watermelons. They've got strawberries, a basket of strawberries for $12. They've got peaches. They've got peppers, grape cakes, all sorts of things for Memorial Day weekend, particularly in the desserts category. But they have sauces that are great. You can get a Boston butt or the St. Louis-style ribs that are to die for. They are fall-off-the-bone type good. Okay, we've got so much to cover and such little time to do it in. Let's continue on with Papadopoulos talking about the setup here. Listen to this.
They even turned it into a James Bond novel when one of the Stefan Halper meetings with you, they brought in a flirtatious blonde bombshell character right out of a James Bond movie. But they will heard this. They heard what you said. What a patriot you are. They heard from Bruce Orr in 2016 in August and will warn, Steele hates Trump, it's not verified, Hillary paid for it. And then we have a State Department official, just to be super sure, put a cherry on top, warning all of these people involved in this abuse of power, including the FBI upper echelon, literally saying an unauthorized meeting just took place with Christopher Steele, he's on a deadline, this is a political hit job, and all of that was known, and they did it anyway, and they used the information anyway. You were set up big time.
Absolutely. And look, the last thing I'll state is that I think the FBI is going to stonewall the administration. Considering so much of this hoax went through foreign governments and abroad, I think the president should pick up the phone, make some phone calls to Theresa May, the new Australian leader, and even the Italian prime minister, and actually find out who was prodding them to spy on us. Because I think that's a key point of this entire investigation moving forward. Foreign government involvement.
Okay, now, he says something that was kind of important there. Foreign government involvement. And that would have been a coordination from Brennan and or Clapper, where they're doing transcripts, so you have somebody that's recording something that in a conversation he's having with someone else, but a third party is recording that. And was it a foreign asset that was doing that, such as Italy or UK or Australia that was doing that? But they were known, I believe we're going to find that they were known to the FBI and to the CIA, if not coordinated. Okay, so we're going to go to Nunes now. He's going to bring out some stuff that we're going to pick up some little things. And this is on the Mifsud interview. And listen to what he has to say.
As House Democrats ramp up their investigations into the president, his businesses, and family, tonight the president says former leaders of the FBI, CIA, and other federal agencies that investigated him, he says they're the ones feeling the heat.
Now they're all blaming each other, do you see? They're all turning on each other. Isn't that pretty to watch? Nah, we caught them. They were spying.
Okay, joining us live, House Intelligence Committee ranking member, Republican Congressman from California, Devin Nunes. Let's start with this letter that you sent out. The first time you're talking about it here, you've been trying to get to all the heads of those agencies to say, we want information about Joseph Mifsud. He's one of the characters who figured into the very early origins of potentially launching this whole investigation into the Trump campaign.
That's right. So Mifsud is important because he is the first person that we know on Earth that supposedly knows something about the Russians having Hillary's emails. Now, he's since denied that, but Mueller and his report claimed that Mifsud was, or insinuated that Mifsud was some type of Russian asset. Well, we know that that's not the case. And in fact, we know that he was in the U.S. Capitol just months into the Russia investigation, just steps away from the House Intelligence Committee. So we sent a letter a few weeks ago. I think the heads of these agencies thought that they were, that we were just going to be ignored. So we sent a follow-up letter on Friday. We've had three of the four agencies get back to us, but surprisingly, guess which agency is not cooperating? FBI.
I could take a guess as to the
FBI is not cooperating per usual, which means they've got something to hide, because it is impossible that Mifsud, Professor Mifsud, is a Russian asset. He was a former diplomat with the Malta government. He lived in Italy. He worked and taught FBI, trained FBI officials, and worked with FBI officials.
Okay, so he trained FBI officials and worked with FBI officials. Now, I remember, again, you're going to hear this out of this discussion, is that he was at the Capitol in 2017. So now he's going to be talking about it, and he's going to basically say, look, this is not a Russian asset, but whose asset is he? Listen to Nunes.
So your whole point is that there could be very weak, if the case was premised upon him, it's on weak ground. Now, I want to play something that former Congressman, one of your colleagues, Trey Gowdy, had to say about other information that could be very interesting. Here's what he said.
I mean, if the Bureau is going to send an informant in, the informant's going to be wired. And if the Bureau is monitoring telephone calls, there's going to be a transcript of that. But there is some information in these transcripts that I think has the potential to be a game changer if it's ever made public.
Okay, do you know what he's talking about? And if so, what can you characterize about these transcripts or what we may ever learn about them?
So we have had what we call the five buckets of information that we want declassified. One of those buckets, which I believe former Chairman Gowdy is referring to, is exculpatory evidence on Papadopoulos. That really does need to get out. It's one of many things that need to get out. But, you know, as it relates, he talks about informants there. Now, I don't believe that Mifsud is a Russian agent, but I do believe that Mifsud is an agent of someone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that we still don't know, you know, the origins of that. And so I don't know if Trey's talking about that or not, but that is one of the questions that we
have.
And
it would matter if these agencies say he was kind of the linchpin to getting this whole thing started.
Well, look, let's imagine he's not a Russian asset. So let's throw that away, even though Mueller has said that he was. But let's say that he was working for another foreign government. Or let's say that he was working for some organization that was hired by either a spy agency or a contractor or possibly a campaign. So that's what we're trying to get to the bottom of, is who is this Joseph Mifsud character, because he seems to have a lot of connections with a lot of other people like Christopher Steele and others that were involved in the early stages and wrote, of course, the infamous Still dossier. Okay.
He is going to be the linchpin of this whole thing, I tell you. And as he said, the FBI is not cooperating. I can't imagine that. So now continue on with Nunes talking about this. And three investigations at once.
Are you confident with the three investigations that we know of publicly, the two U.S. attorneys who are looking into the origins, one of them specifically at the direction of the Attorney General, and also the Inspector General at the Justice Department, are you confident that as those investigations play out, two of them, of the three we hear we may get within weeks, will give us answers about the origin, either clear the FBI or raise some questions about what happened?
So I am confident in our investigation that we have done. So we've sent 8 criminal referrals to the Department of Justice. Likely we're going to have more maybe later this week. I'm impressed with the new Attorney General. I don't know the U.S. Attorney in Connecticut, but everyone says that he's going to do a good job. But, you know, I can't really answer that question until we meet with him, we talk about our concerns. But I'm pretty sure once you track down the information that we have put together in a nice package, it would be impossible not for people not to be prosecuted.
Okay. So let me do this. I'm going to go to... No, I can't go to a break. I got another 4 minutes here. Let's pick up with Sean Hannity talking to Sarah Carden Dershowitz. And he's going to ask her about people withholding information.
Sarah, let's pick up on John's story. You have been following it as well. You too have sources confirming to you tonight. Bucket 5, exculpatory information, transcripts, and likely tapes of Papadopoulos and Page basically saying, no, we would never do this. The Trump campaign never did this. And if asked to do it, we would consider that unpatriotic. They had that information. like they had the Orr warning and the State Department warning?
Well, apparently they did have that information, and they failed to turn that information over, Sean, to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. This is the most secretive court in the land. They are required by law to give all of the information and clearly have the evidence to support their FISA warrant. And according to the sources that I've spoken with, both over the last year and in recent weeks, they did not share that information with the courts. This is very seriously damaging. This affects everything, because when you think about this, Carter Page and neither George Papadopoulos or anyone else, and possibly now we're hearing Michael Flynn or Paul Manafort, can't go before the courts and defend themselves. And so when they can't do that, it's up to the FBI, it's up to the Bureau to ensure that it's given the court every bit of evidence possible in order to protect that person's Fourth Amendment rights. And it appears that they did not. And when that information comes out, that will be one of the most damning pieces of evidence against the FBI. And that's one small
little bucket.
Okay, now notice the comment that was happening here. We get to the exculpatory evidence that everybody's kind of saying is there and nobody used. What that's going to do is that's going to point back at every person that did the FISA warrant. Did they know about all this stuff? And I don't think Comey, the director of the FBI, can say, I did not know about it. And if, particularly if there's any type of tracking email, remember we have the Andrew McCabe text messages that are about to get let go also. And I think what it's going to do is everything's going to point back that every one of these people, and let's name them, Comey, Loretta Lynch, Yates, Andrew McCabe, Bruce Orr, Peter Strzok, Jim Baker, all those people knew. And you actually, when you look at the Jim Baker, when I looked at part of it last night, his testimony, he is pretty out there saying that, and Andrew McCabe is pretty out there. And there's a lot of stuff they knew. I didn't realize that Andrew McCabe, when this whole thing started, was not the deputy director of the FBI. He was in a counterintelligence group that, and then got elevated to that. News Talk 93.1, Dan Mora Show, we'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
Hi, hello, it's me, Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group. Are you looking for maintenance-free living? Check out this can't-miss condo at the Orchards here in Montgomery. 7935 Plum Orchard Way is ready for anyone who wants to enjoy totally maintenance-free living while being conveniently located to the interstates and East Chase. A small neighborhood, less yard work, and more privacy. With access to the pool, the fitness center, and the clubhouse. Call me, Eddie Bader, today at 322-0662 or my partner Diana Henderson at 318-1800 to see this can't-miss condo today.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Friend of mine who, when his son was growing up, he was just an outstanding athlete. I mean, just incredible. Baseball, football, just everything he touches. Just, he's one of those kids that is just wired that way. Just incredible halfback. And I was talking to him and saying that he would take videos of his son at every single game. And so he's got those videos of every single game. And I said, you know, you don't want to lose those film, that video of Ted, because he's going to want to show it to his kids. And just like David still has film from when he was at Lee, he was a great football player at Lee during Cedric McIntyre's day, which is one of the best athletes ever come out of Montgomery in the level of Bart Starr and company. But he still has video of him playing at Lee, and that was a long time ago. But you know what? Dan Black can take that and turn it into a permanent archives for you and put it in digital, meaning you'll have it forever. So think about sports films that you've got, or things of your daughter, your son, at games, at track meets, at pageants and things like that, to get those saved. Don't just think of the little kids stuff. Think about the young adult that you want to have and you want to preserve forever. Take it to Dan Black Studios and get them to convert it to a digital format for you and put it on a jump drive and be able to help you store it up in the cloud. Dan Black Studios, get ready to copy. This is a great week for doing this. Go in that attic during Memorial Day weekend and get the stuff out and get it over to him. 334-440-7818. 334-440-7818. He's on Monticello Drive, 5965, two-story building is where his studios are. When you're coming down Monticello on the left-hand side, you'll normally see his big video van that he's got, that he takes out on locations for satellite truck and stuff. But he's a great guy, a long-time, very personal friend of mine, Dan Black. Dan Black Studios, 334-440-7818. Don't just think of baby videos. Think about young adult videos, particularly those pageants, those proms, those sporting events, all of that. Maybe a birthday party when they were turning 16. You want to save that. You want Dan Black to help you do it. 334-440-7818. Okay, let's go back to Hannity. He's going to be talking to Dershowitz and talking about a perjury trap here. Listen what Alan says.
We do know, when you look at this report in particular tonight, and you listen to all the examples, we now have far more examples, 10 times the amount of exculpatory evidence. By the way, Andrew Weissman, licensed to lie, Sidney Powell, said he withheld exculpatory evidence. Why was he hired? Why was he on that team? But then you have Bruce Orr warning everybody. Then you have the State Department warning everybody. Then we had tapes like for Papadopoulos and Page. Was that a perjury trap? Because if they knew what he said, because they spied on him, they set that kid up, and he said exculpatory things.
Well, no doubt that was a perjury trap. Whenever the government knows what you're going to say and then calls you in front of the grand jury to see if you say anything contradictory to that, that's the classic perjury trap. But you can fall into a perjury trap even if you're totally innocent, because if the government chooses to believe somebody else's truth, somebody who's a bought witness or a rented witness and who testifies contradictorily to what you have said in front of oath, under oath, that's a perjury trap. But I think more important, as what your previous guest said, this idea of a fraud on the FISA court. The FISA court is unique in that they only hear one side of the story from the government. They have to trust the government. And when the government doesn't provide them information, everybody's civil liberties, everybody's civil rights are in danger.
And that's it. I mean, when you're going through and you're basically falsifying a document, that is perjury. And Dershowitz, he is right on target on this whole thing. He has been there from day one talking about how bad this has been. Now, he said that he didn't think that there needed to be an extended investigation of this. Totally disagree with that. I think there definitely needs to be, to basically purge and cleanse DOJ and FBI. Okay, so now Hannity is going to be talking again to Dershowitz about the FISA demands and truthfulness. And then Sarah Carter says it's going to end up talking about there's a lot more to come.
Let me ask you, Professor. We know that it was the FBI Director Comey and Sarah's reporter, well, this show's reported on it many times. He signed the first FISA application. I just gave you the history of all of the red flags that they purposely ignored. Right. So on top of a FISA warrant, Sarah, correct me if I'm wrong, it says verified, and that Comey put his signature in it. Then he went to Trump Tower just a few months later and said it was not verified, but salacious. And now Loretta Lynch has accused James Comey, super patriot that he is, Mr. Integrity that he is, of lying when he claimed she directed him to say it's a matter, not an investigation. Well, who's lying there?
Well, we have to get to the bottom of that. I mean, that's not just a matter of words. You're not supposed to be deceiving, obviously, the public any more than you're supposed to be deceiving the court. And I just think it's so important to understand that what could be done to the people who the FISA court issued a warrant against could be done to any American. That's why every civil libertarian should be concerned and focused on what happened here with the FISA court. The FISA court is a very unusual court, and it requires the trust of everybody who files an application, and there's a continuing obligation. Even if what you said was true at the time you signed the application, if you find out anything else that's inconsistent, you have an immediate obligation to inform the court. And if they didn't inform the court, they violated that obligation and that trust.
Last word, Sarah Carter.
Well, we're starting to see a lot of people throw each other under the bus, Sean, not just Loretta Lynch and James Comey, but John Brennan and James Comey. So I think the audience should definitely keep their eye on that, because a lot more information is going to be coming out.
Yeah. Okay. Now, we have heard this from about five different people. None other than people like Napolitano, Dershowitz, people talking about the fact that, and Trey Gowdy, is that if you know something is different than what you told them, as soon as you find out, you've got to rectify that. That is going to be the sticking point for them. That we're going to find out that they're going to say, well, I didn't know when we filed the application. Well, you never corrected it. And I think they're going to be able to point fingers and say, you did know about this because of various emails. News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
News. I'm Steve Rappaport.
I walked into the room and I told Senator Schumer, Speaker Pelosi, I want to do infrastructure.
But the meeting was soured beforehand when Pelosi accused President Trump of engaging in a cover-up.
Fox News is told that the meeting was over in a flash, that the president came in from the Oval Office, said his piece, that as Nancy Pelosi started talking, he turned on his heel and walked back into the Oval Office.
Fox's John Roberts at the White House, the president saying he won't work with Democrats until they end all investigations of him. An American Muslim extremist is about to be released from prison.
John Walker Lynn was sentenced to 20 years in prison back in 2002. But tomorrow he'll be released, some 3 years early. Lynn was nicknamed by many as the American Taliban after his capture in Afghanistan in 2001.
Fox's Mark Meredith in Washington. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. The pool, the lake, and air conditioners will be very popular over the next several days. Today, sunny and hot. High temperature, about 94. Low tonight, 69. Tomorrow, maybe a couple of degrees warmer, up to about 96. That could tie the record. More sunshine. I think Friday, we're up to about 97. That would be a new record. Upper 90s Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Records in jeopardy each day. Can't rule out even a triple-digit high one of those days. No rain for the next several days through the Memorial Day holiday weekend and beyond. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Hey, let's pop over to Laura Ingram here talking. She's going to do an opening to this piece talking about Comey. Listen to what she says.
Financial connection, the Chinese government putting billions of dollars into Biden family business.
100%. It's a disgrace.
Now, the president calling for an investigation.
Oh, okay, no. Let's do the Biden. Let's do the Biden one. This is better. This is Schweitzer talking about Hunter Biden. Okay, I apologize for that. Well, this is better. This is much better.
Financial connection. The Chinese government putting billions of dollars into Biden family business.
100%. It's a disgrace.
Now, the president calling for an investigation into the financial connection between China and the Biden family. But tonight we're learning more, even more than we did before, about Biden's overseas ties. Now, buried 11 paragraphs inside an article called Trump's demands for investigations of opponents draw intensifying criticism. The New York Times detailed that in addition to his China and Ukraine connections, Biden's son Hunter also advised a Romanian businessman who eventually was convicted and imprisoned for corruption. He even vouched for him in front of Congress. With me now is Peter Schweizer. So, Peter, now you have been months ahead of the New York Times and other publications on this issue. Why has the Biden family escape scrutiny on these overseas ties for so long, especially when they're combing through, you know, every, you know, white Russian that the Trump family member ever drank when they don't drink?
Yeah, so. It's a great question, Laura, and I think it's a combination of things. But the bottom line is the scrutiny has not been there. You know, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden went to China together in December of 2013. 10 days after that trip, Hunter Biden gets this billion-dollar deal with the Chinese government. The media never covered it. In 2014, he strikes the deal with the Ukrainians. That gets covered a little bit, but they don't know the terms of it. You know, the hit parade goes on. We go from China to Ukraine, now to Romania, where this businessman in Romania, Mr. Popovich, is brought up on corruption charges and convicted in his own country. According to the Romanian media, he hired Hunter Biden to lobby on his behalf in the United States, in effect to try to get the United States government to call off the Ukrainians from their prosecution and eventual imprisonment of this businessman.
Uh-oh. I want to tell you something. This is the thing. And the question is going to be, who's going to do it? Are the Democrat field, are they going to be looking at Biden kind of moving on down the trip? And here's going to be their rationale. Isn't it better that the voters know about this before the nomination process is in full swing versus after it? Because if it's after it and he's leading, or he gets the nomination and then he blows up, he could be damaged goods. That's going to be their rationale. The question will be, I can see somebody like Kamala Harris doing that, that kind of AG legal side. I can see Cory Booker doing that. I don't necessarily see Bernie Sanders doing that, but I see a lot of other folks doing that, particularly have a judicial bent to them, like Klobuchar and people like that. But this, he is vulnerable in this thing. I mean, he just kind of enumerated three different pieces of this. And when you add Ukraine, you add Russia, you add China with this thing, this is something big. So he's going to continue on with this a little bit here.
Hunter Biden even registered As a foreign lobbyist?
No. He was not registered. He was not registered as a lobbyist. I mean, he was a lobbyist up until 2008 when his father ran for vice president. He represented online gambling companies. But in 2017, when he took on this case, he did not register as a foreign agent, and he did not register in general as a lobbyist, period.
You know what this reminds me of, Peter? It reminds me of when Hillary was Secretary of State, and then the Clinton Foundation started getting all these donations from all these foreign governments, foreign entities. And then they all dried up when her, you know, her presidential ambitions went up in flames. And it's kind of the same kind of deal, except it's not for profit.
It is. That's exactly right. And look, the mystifying thing, Laura, is you and I both know, and I think most Americans know, if the name here was Don Jr. and not Hunter Biden, that the media would be all over this. And it's surprising to me the lack of curiosity that a sitting vice president's son is striking three major deals with the Chinese government while he is steering U.S. policy towards China, with Ukraine, all this stuff. If this was Don Jr., you know he'd be sitting in front of Congress, and he should if he actually did that. But Hunter Biden needs to do that. The Senate needs to ask him to testify on these matters.
No. This is where are the other Democrat candidates calling, asking these questions as well? They have a curious lack of interest in this.
Okay, now a couple of things. You remember there was a report that came out that a judge released documents about Manafort and Flynn. Well, one of the things that Flynn was helping on, and you remember they charged him with he had a problem with it. He did not file his foreign relations certificate.
He didn't register as a foreign agent for, say, on behalf of Turkey.
Well, one of the things that he was helping them with is there was another person that he was in partnership with that did the exact same thing, and then they went and got him, and they arrested him. So what are they going to do with Hunter Biden? So you've got Paul Manafort that had a problem with this. You had Gates that had a problem with it. You had Michael Flynn that had a problem with it. You had Michael Flynn that turned state's evidence over on his former associate business partner. You had Podesta's brother who had a problem with this. You remember he resigned. So what are they? I mean, these two elements together are big, are very, very big. So let me do this. I don't think let's just pull the Laura Ingraham opener on Comey.
Bureau began an effort after we got the Steele dossier to try and see how much of it we could replicate. There were a lot of spokes off of that we didn't know whether they were true or false, and we were trying to figure out what we could make of it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, disgraced former FBI Director Jim Comey is now changing his tune about that anti-Trump dossier that sparked the Russia investigation. Comey told ABC News that he didn't think the document was credible. And now he's shifting the blame to former Intel Chief John Brennan and Jim Clapper for including it in that Intel report that was given to President Trump in January of 2016, just January of 2017, obviously, weeks before his inauguration. But we do have some questions tonight. Specifically, did Comey know when he briefed Trump that the dossier was developed and paid for by Hillary Clinton? Did the former FBI director tell the soon-to-be president that he doubted its accuracy, really doubted his accuracy? Did he inform the president that the dossier was the basis for a FISA warrant to spy on the Trump campaign? Now, if they thought Trump was truly a threat, why even brief him on any of the details at all? Well, it strikes me that the only explanation is that Comey was trying to scare Trump with this brief, that the briefing itself was part of a larger plan to get it leaked and take Trump down.
Okay, so how does the FBI director not know that there's a dossier that's being used in a FISA warrant that has not been vetted in some way?
Right.
And there's got to be some type of signature to file. Here's a guy who goes and has meetings with somebody, and he goes and gets in his truck, in his SUV, and he types out a memo of what just happened. That is not the kind of guy that then signs off on a dossier and didn't ask the question, where did you get this from? And who did he ask that question of? Okay, so he's going to ask a former special counsel about Comey briefing Trump.
Here now, Robert Ray, former independent counsel, and Saul Weisenberg, former deputy independent counsel. Robert, what's the most important outstanding question, in your view, about Comey's role in this, as far as you're concerned?
He clearly was cagey with the president, as you have suggested, in that January 6, 2017 meeting with the president when he joined with the other intelligence chiefs remember, he stayed behind and briefed the president-elect with regard to what he decided he wanted to share with the president. So, you know, it raises all kinds of questions about what the FBI director's motives were going back to the 2016 campaign. And I think by that point, meaning by January of 2017, it's clear, because within 18 days thereafter, he sends two FBI agents into the White House to interview Michael Flynn. He had already essentially chosen sides in this and was acting in what I think is at least the charitable interpretation. He was acting adversarial to the president-elect and soon to be president of the United States, meaning in essence that his position and the position of the FBI was that he was going to protect the American people from the duly elected president of the country.
Now, Saul,
and, you know, that's a scary thing. I do think that that is among the questions that the Attorney General, Bill Barr, now is going to be looking at from the standpoint, one, of deciding whether or not any crimes were committed, and second, if not that, whether there are people remaining in the Department of Justice or at the FBI
who
should be subject
this,
to disciplinary action, and third, and probably most importantly, so that, in the president's words, a presidential candidate never has to face this again, some real hard questions about how the FBI wandered off in the wilderness here without supervision from leadership at the Department of Justice.
All right, so
News Talk 93.1, Kim, hang on for me. We're going to be back. Final segment right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your Steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, Joey, Sam, let's do the drawing for the first market fish out of the gift card.
Okay, let's do this thing. We have run our random number generator. That's how we do drawings around these parts, at least from noon to three. And the winner is... Chloe from Slap Out.
Chloe from Slap Out. Chloe, you need to call me at 272-9228. And I'll get you hooked up for your first market pitch out of a gift card. So give me a call, 272-9228 for Chloe. Let's go to Kim. Kim, welcome aboard the Demo Show.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Kim.
Is there no oversight on these FISA courts?
There really isn't. I mean, basically, they're dependent upon the FBI and the people that apply for it to be honest. Now, I think there will be oversight once this stuff comes out.
Yeah, you would think so. That was created during the Patriot Act. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. I think part of it goes back even further than that, but yes.
Okay. Well, you know, they really should be. Some entity should be oversight on that, you know, because...
Well, I tell you one thing, I think after this, I think there will be oversight of it.
Yeah, that's scary. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kim. Appreciate you. Let's do this. Let's pull up that WSFA piece.
Yeah, I reported this with Greg yesterday a little bit, and it's... Well, I'm interested to hear what WSFA has to say.
Paper lottery deal.
Intense emotion surrounded the chamber as House lawmakers debated the lottery bill. Representatives are split on the issue. Some people wanting most of the money for education.
We have broken school systems here. We have problems. You have kids that don't even have books.
Let's put it to the tuition for kids. We have so much student loans. Let's give incentive for our kids to go to school here, college here.
Others saying the general fund is in trouble and will need money from the lottery.
When you start identifying all the areas of the general fund, from Medicaid to prisons to mental health to DHR, state troopers, at that point people begin to realize how important it is for public safety.
And there are lawmakers against the lottery in general.
It's all about money. I don't think people really look and focus on the main issues. The addictions that it does, that it creates, and what it starts.
Most House lawmakers are hoping they can get a lottery on the ballot for people to vote on like they did 20 years ago. In Montgomery, Lydia Nussbaum, WSFA 12 News.
In general, it's Alabama's general fund budget that has been more cash-strapped in recent years. A lottery could generate as much as $167 million a year, but even if the proposal is approved by the legislature, the voters would have the final say.
Okay, so it failed in the House, and because of a procedural vote, mm-hmm. It's very similar to kind of what Clyde Chambers was talking about, how it failed up in the Senate on the abortion bill. So that's a pretty major event happening there. And just like usual, they're fighting over the money.
I do find it frustrating. If any legislator, was in support of, say, the gas tax and not in support of this, I find it very frustrating because at least this is voluntary and a voluntary way to fund the government. And don't act like there aren't externalities, negative externalities, and spinoff effects from other taxes. Yes, there are problems with people who play the lottery too much, but, I mean, there are problems also when your gas goes up.
Well, it's just that one is, like, education is everything to them. They're AEA, you know, people, and so they're out there trying to get AEA money. The budget that is by far the most strapped is the general fund budget because of earmarking. It's just it's that simple.
And there was that shot in the arm with the BP money for a few years, but that's gone away.
Yeah, that's all gone. We spent that bad boy. Let's go to Nancy Cordes talking about the subpoena battle going on between Congress and Trump.
Rank-and-file Democrats in Washington are intensifying demands for impeachment hearings. But the most powerful Democrat, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, does not support them. She'll meet with lawmakers this morning after the latest snub from the White House. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill.
Speaker Pelosi is going to try to quell all that impeachment talk this morning. She's lined up six House chairmen to brief her own members on all the progress they've made with their investigations without going towards impeachment. But there's a growing number in her party who feel that it's really the only way to get around the president's stonewalling.
I believe that we have come to a time of impeachment.
A trickle of Democrats contemplating impeachment has suddenly become a flood.
I think the president's creating an environment where this is a real possibility.
It comes as current and former Trump aides ignore congressional subpoenas.
Our subpoenas are not optional.
On Tuesday, it was former White House counsel Don McGahn who didn't show at the president's direction. Then the House Judiciary Committee issued subpoenas to two more key figures in the special counsel's investigation.
Okay, so it's gone from a trickle to a flood, as she said. So let's continue on with Nancy Cordes talking about this, and then we're going to kind of move into the impeachment thing.
But it's unclear what good that will do when the administration has vowed not to comply.
Well, we're fighting all the subpoenas.
Opening a more formal impeachment inquiry would give Democrats more access to otherwise secret documents and witnesses. Now some progressives are getting bolder about making the case.
I see a lot more people that believe that impeachable offense has occurred.
But Pelosi and her allies worry about the political implications.
We hope we don't have to do that.
A partisan impeachment would endanger this country.
And many, like Texas Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee, say there's no rush.
What do you think the risks would be of initiating impeachment proceedings now?
So we're not calculating risks. We're calculating whether our duty is to do the rule of law and to do it in the right way.
Republicans are already bracing for the possibility.
You know, just do it, whatever you're going to do.
President Trump himself has been on a Twitter tear last night and this morning, accusing Democrats of presidential harassment and going on a fishing expedition. We'll see if the two sides can set their differences aside when they meet at the White House later today to talk infrastructure.
And the answer is no, they couldn't. I want to say that one for last. That's why we opened up with the press conference out there. No, they couldn't. Donald Trump booted him out of the White House. That way, Donald, my suggestion to Nadler is, if you think you've got a case, take it to court, my friend. Take it to court and make him get there. Make him do it. You're the head of the Judicial Committee. You're an attorney. Make him do it. Unless maybe you can't. Joe, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show today.
Audience, thank you so very much. Be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great, he's next. Adios.